You were discussing this table before. It was this the big table before you moved other furniture in there.
And now, we had it in there. It had it for years. We used to play table tennis.
Oh, really? So yeah. Did it stay in the kitchen after?
It stayed in the kitchen and we moved over for years.
Maybe you can describe it. You were describing it in quite some detail the other day.
It was made from V-joint on the top.
V-joint, like tongue and groove
tongue
boards.
Tongue and groove, I should say. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Tongue and groove. I guess that would be better. And it's quite thick stuff, too.
About
like
an inch?
The floors, you know, you may know the floors of the kitchen.
Yeah.
They have more body to them.
Sure.
Than they have
so about 3/4 of an inch, yeah, perhaps? Or
was it firm?
No rocks in it.
Yeah.
And it was just a bit smaller than the regulation table tennis.
Okay, how wide would do you think it would have been?
Oh, let's see. Would it be 4.5, 5 feet?
About 5 feet, perhaps, in there. Okay. And about how long do you think?
It was shorter than the regulation length, but there would be 10 feet.
Really? That's quite a long table.
Let's see. Okay, from here, halfway to here, it used to be almost from here to the room to that wall, from here.
Well, that's about 10 feet. Yeah.
Not quite, maybe the kitchen there.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah,
and
the chairs around it, of course.
Mm-hmm. What kind of legs did it have? Was it just very...
4x4, about 4, breast 4x4. Maybe 3.5 legs, and it was the standard height. Whoops, thank you very much. Standard height, that isn't, it's flickering now.
Yeah.
Standard height, and pretty well. And it had, as I said, this tongue and groove on the top, and there was
a siding
about 4 inches high going around, and of course the legs fitted into the corners.
Oh, I see, yeah. So there was...
And there were springers underneath it, of course, to give it added strength.
Right, okay, between...
Two
crossing it?
No, going in both ways.
The widths just to hold it together?
Yes, make sure it's flat.
Mm-hmm. You don't remember any benches in the kitchen, do you?
No. And I don't remember... or being in any of my earliest visits.
Being any benches, okay, because at some point somebody said there were long benches with the table.
Yeah, Phoebe, yes, they did have benches.
So they must have been long gone by then.
That's right.
Now, were there chairs, as you remember, around
yes.
the table?
And again, we have a copy of those chairs. My brother has one.
Oh, does he?
And it's painted blue to go with the kitchen, but
right.
we change the colors occasionally.
Yes.
But the... they were quite comfortable for kitchen chairs. They had the wood seat would be about like that, and then it sort of had a little bit.
Oh yeah, so they were just
so they weren't straight to sit on. If you
right, they were curved.
Curved.
Right,
and they had posts going two ones about
little
so
spindles,
big,
yeah,
spindles, and then there were smaller ones about the size of your finger in between. The backs weren't very high. Not as high as a dining room chair, for example.
Right.
They were comfortable chairs.
Uh-huh.
They must have been, 8 of them then.
Yeah.
5, 4, 6,
well,
eight.
With a big table like that. Now, along that wall, I guess it would be the wall towards the side with the big cherry trees, so the south side of the kitchen. That table would have occupied that side of the room?
No, it was in the center of the room.
Oh, right in the center.
Okay.
Were there anything?
Yeah, there were, underneath the windowsill there on that, there was a shelf built.
Mm-hmm.
They put plants on the shelf so they get kitchen light. And I think they propagated some of the early seeds. Like tomatoes and
oh, yeah, so that would have been on the south wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where the cherry tree
that's
is.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sort of south.
Well, the new Westminster side, anyway.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The better way to look at it.
Yeah.
I guess there would be, by the door, was there any, the side door for the porch?
The side door for the porch.
Were there any things along that wall there? I guess it would be the dining room wall. Besides the cupboard that your dad...
There was a, what would you call it, sideboard.
Oh, really?
Up against, just a second, up against the dining room wall. Like, I think there was a sideboard there.
Was it a...
Well, Jeremy, mentioning that sideboard brings back another one, which might have been in the... Well, there was a bookcase in the front room, which is an old one. This won't confuse things if you mention this. There was a bookcase in which all these old books that I've mentioned were there as long as I can.
I think we have a picture of it, and we'll show you in a minute.
It was there for a long time. But there was a sideboard in the kitchen, and it, too, eventually became painted blue. And the top was taken off it, and it was just used as a sort of a, you know, there's a backing to the side.
Sure, yeah, so they go up sometimes quite ornate.
There was a mirror and something.
Sure.
That was eventually taken down, and a little thing, if I remember correctly, left at the back. I think I have a picture of it somewhere. And could be about, this wide.
Oh, about 5 feet? Four?
Four
or five, yeah,
four,
okay.
And about this deep.
Oh, so quite deep, yeah.
About 1.5 feet. Cupboards opening at the bottom.
So about 1.5 feet deep, or even wider, two?
I'd say 20 inches or
About 20 inches deep, okay. But you have a picture of it, I think.
I think I have one, so there's one that should be in the kitchen.
Did that ever end up with the family?
I don't think it was moved. I couldn't say.
Okay, that's fine. Anything else against that wall?
Not that I remember. Of course, Father eventually, the chimney went up from the furnace, and then they put in that cupboard there.
Okay. I guess we'll go down towards the other side where the stove was. Now, initially when you came...
On the opposite side from...
The dining room, so it would be the east side.
Right, where the stove was. There, one time there was an old wood stove.
Right. One of those big cast iron...
The warming ovens and all that stuff on the top.
Very old-fashioned type thing. And then we've got the picture of you with your mother working at the one sink there. Did that have hot and cold running water?
Yeah.
Do you know
the taps didn't match.
No, they still don't, because they're still there. I was wondering about that.
And there was always a hot water tank over to the side. You know where there's a chimney coming down? The stove was a bit to one side, and then sort of behind it.
Hot
water tank.
And did that feed into?
It fed into the...
Into the sink. Oh, isn't that interesting? Do you know how it actually got there? Did it run with pipes over or under the floor?
I think they would have gone underneath the floor.
And then up.
And then up.
We
because
might be able to find that.
Because the in order to get the thing to flow, went underneath.
Okay. Now there was the one thing about the pantry and the bathroom. The little bathroom you were talking about before. Now it's one big room which your father made it. Initially, there were two doors, were there?
Yes,
two doors. To the two separate rooms.
That's right.
Now for the bathroom, did the door actually swing out into the room? I guess it would have had to. The doors that were against...
Yes, I think they did swing out. Again, I couldn't be sure of that.
Yeah.
I think they must have, because there wouldn't have been room for the bathroom. Because it wasn't a very big place.
No. Inside it was just a bath.
And there's a bit of a space at the head of it. I guess that's where the water pipes came in.
So okay.
They came into that room there. It must have just come through.
Now, would it have been a standard size tub that you would see in a lot of old bathrooms?
I think so. I can recollect that.
With a white enamel and...
Must have been white enamel, but I can't...
Can't picture it.
No, I can't.
Okay. There's a window in that space now. Was that added?
It was enlarged. Think that there could have... Was there one there now? I know my father... There was one in there.
One with the... there's one still there on the pantry side.
That's right.
And
then there's a big one.
Yes, over the sink.
Which makes me wonder that there might have been a
initially, and then
initially
your father-in-law enlarged it. Okay.
There could have been, but on the other hand...
You're not sure?
The reason why I'm saying that... We built a cooler out on outside from there, and there
yes.
was an icebox.
Uh-huh.
But of course that could have been put in later, too. So there are, more than likely there would be a window, I think.
You think so?
But again,
you're not quite sure.
I'm definitely not sure.
Okay.
Because I remember a light just like this one, dangling.
Just hanging,
the
yes. Yeah, but I think the fixture is still there.
Is it?
Yeah, so it must have just a bare bulb hanging into the room. There weren't any cabinets in that room?
Not that I remember.
Just
I didn't get in there too often.
No, I didn't think so.
Because I didn't have a bath.
No.
And that was when the gallery was
right. Moved right upstairs. Now the pantry, can